In this bulletin, another worker dies on the job in Sydney, the fifth in just over a month. Cannabis set to be legalised in the nation's capital. And in sport, a star giant rules himself out of the AFL Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A man has been crushed to death by a shipping container at Port Botany, the latest in a string of Sydney workplace fatalities. Emergency crews were called to the site just before 10:30 this morning, but the worker believed to be in his 50s died at the scene despite the efforts of bystanders to revive him. New South Wales Ambulance Inspector Darren Hull says the incident was traumatic and paramedics, workers and witnesses are receiving counselling. The man is the fifth worker to have been killed in Sydney in the past 5 weeks. On September the 11th, a 30-year-old worker died after his head was trapped in machinery at a St Mary's pallet factory, while a 40-year-old man died on September the 7th when he was sucked into a wood chipper in Lynfield. Last month, there were also fatalities at construction sites in Pendle Hill and Jordan Springs. Possessing and growing cannabis for personal use looks set to become legal in the nation's capital. The ACT Legislative Assembly is expected to pass a private members' bill from Labor backbencher Michael Peterson that would allow Canberrans over 18 to possess 50 grams of cannabis and grow 2 plants. Labor needs the backing of the Greens for it to pass, and they have offered conditional support. Attorney General Gordon Ramsay says it's time to treat drug addiction as a health issue rather than one of right and wrong. But Shadow Attorney General Jeremy Hansen has told the Assembly the Liberal opposition would not back the bill because it was badly drafted. He says it could lead to perverse outcomes, including more people using and more being charged with drug driving. Former National Party leader Barnaby Joyce has hit back at criticisms of his performance as the government's drought envoy. Labor's agriculture spokesman Joel Fitzgibbon has labelled Mr Joyce's job appointment a farce after it was revealed he never produced a final report to Drought Minister David Littleproud. But in a Facebook post from his office, Mr Joyce has pointed to a series of drought-related letters and correspondence.
Look at this. Another letter from the Prime Minister after I'd sent him something. And on and on and on and on and on it goes. So, Mr Fitzgibbon, this is actually, I think, just some of the correspondence, because others I just sent direct, that I've done on drought. So, you goose, stop saying I never sent off reports.
The opposition says Mr Joyce was only given the job to stop him challenging Michael McCormack for the National Party leadership. New statistics have pointed to an alarming increase in the rate of drug-related deaths in Australia. While heart disease remains the leading cause of fatalities, the Australian Bureau of Statistics says more than 3 deaths a day can be linked to opioid drugs. Overall, there were almost 158,500 deaths in the country last year, a decline on the previous year's number. Heart disease was the number one cause of all fatalities, followed by dementia, stroke, lung cancer and lower respiratory disease. ABS researcher Lauren Moran has told SBS the gap between heart disease and dementia is narrowing as the population ages.
And we're really seeing a closing between those two causes. So dementia is actually the leading cause of death for females. And over the last decade, there has been a 68% increase in deaths due to dementia, and we'd expect that to become the leading cause over the next few years.
Suicide was the leading cause of death in those aged between 15 and 44. Lung cancer was the most deadly of the cancers, which accounted for 30% of all deaths. Overseas, and President Donald Trump has lashed out at US Democrats for launching an impeachment inquiry against him, saying the allegations are part of an ongoing witch hunt. The Democrats have announced the inquiry over Mr. Trump's reported attempt to pressure the incoming president of Ukraine to open a corruption investigation into his main challenger for the White House, Joe Biden, and Mr. Biden's son, Hunter. Mr. Biden, a former vice president, says the scandal represents strong grounds for impeachment.
If we allow a president to get away with shredding the United States Constitution, that will last forever. We have a president who believes there's no limit to his power. We have a president who believes he can do anything and get away with it. We have a president who believes he's above the law, pursuing the leader of another nation to investigate a political opponent to help win his election is not the conduct of an American president.
Mr. Trump allegedly tied aid to Kiev to the opening of a corruption probe. but he has denied acting improperly, promising to release a full transcript of the call to the Ukraine president. While a vote to impeach would likely pass the Democrat-controlled US House of Representatives, it will require two-thirds majority in the Senate, where the Republicans hold sway. To sport, and Star Giants vice-captain and midfielder Stephen Cornelio has ruled himself out of Saturday's AFL Grand Final against Richmond. Cornelio, who has missed 9 games with a knee injury, made the decision after a Greater Western Sydney training session today. Teammate Lockie Whitfield is also seeking to prove his fitness after having surgery to remove his appendix last week. At Punt Road, tough Tiger midfielder Jack Graham has been ruled out by club doctors after dislocating his shoulder in Richmond's preliminary final win over Geelong. But coach Damien Hardwick says backman Nathan Broad looks set to play after passing a concussion test. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, sunny, 24. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, much the same, 19. Canberra, early fog, then mostly sunny, 19. Wollongong, a shower or two, 19 as well. Sydney, a morning shower or two and 21. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 23. Brisbane, a possible shower, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, sunny, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.